Chapter 4. We Fish. Annie grinned.
Good day, Squanto, she said.
Good day, Annie, said Squanto.
He smiled at her and Jack.
Jack was too surprised to speak. Why did Squanto say he remembers us? He wondered. Is he mistaking us for two other kids?
Captain Standish looked surprised, too, but Governor Bradford smiled warmly.
"'Tis a wonder,' he said. "'We welcome all the small folk sent to us. "'Children are a gift from God, no matter where they come from.'
"'That's a nice way of looking at things,' Jack thought.
"'Just then a boy ran up.
"'Chief Massasoit is here with 90 men,' he shouted.
"'The boy pointed to a long line of men "'walking down a path near a cornfield. "'Chief Massasoit walked ahead of the others. "'His face was painted red.' He wore a fur robe and white beads. Governor Bradford, Captain Standish, and Squanto went to meet the visitors.
Mercy, a pilgrim woman whispered.
All the pilgrims looked worried.
Art thou afraid? Annie asked.
Oh, no, said Priscilla. We invited Chief Massasoit and his men to our harvest feast, but we did not expect so many. We have not prepared enough food.
Governor Bradford and Squanto spoke to the chief. Then Squanto led a number of men into the woods, and the governor walked back to the pilgrims.
The Wampanoag men will hunt more deer, he said.
But we must also bring more food to the table. Priscilla, please tell the young folk what they must do. The grown-ups went back to the village as the pilgrim kids gathered around Priscilla. She told some to carry water or set up tables. She told others to gather vegetables or hunt small animals. Once the kids were given their jobs, they rushed off to do them. Finally, only Jack, Annie, and a small girl holding a big basket were left.
Jack, would thou like to go fowling with the boys? Priscilla asked him.
She pointed to a group of boys who had just headed off with the dog. Jack stared at her in panic.
What does she mean? He wondered. What's fowling? Annie asked. Thou dost not know, said the little girl. "'Tis hunting water birds, of course.
"'Jack doesn't know how to do that,' said Annie.
"'Tis true. How dost thou eat and live?'
the little girl asked curiously.
Jack froze.
"'We catch fish,' said Annie.
"'We do,' thought Jack.
"'Ah, good,' said Priscilla. "'Then I bid thee bring back as many eels and clams as thou can. "'We have near 150 mouths to feed.'
Priscilla took the basket from the small girl and gave it to Annie.
We will see thee later, Priscilla said, waving. Mary and I must go help with the cooking.
Said Jack. But before he could ask any questions, Priscilla and the little girl started back to the village.